Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and good evening and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. We're going to have our doxology and then we're going to go into our devotion. I just give reverence to God who is my life and to Apostle Deans in his absence and to everyone in their respective places. I just give God praise and glory today. We're going to have our doxology now. Another opportunity. We just praise him for another opportunity, oh my God, to praise his holy name on today. I'm sorry, y'all, I just cut somebody off after making all that noise. I wasn't trying to, oh my God. But we just thank and praise God on today for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I give God praise and I give him glory on today. And we are going to get ready to have our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. So we're going to have our devotional scripture first. And then we're going to have a song and a prayer. Amen. Somebody going to read a scripture for devotion? I can read it. Amen. Our devotion, our scripture for devotion reading will come from Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. Praise God for waking you up this morning. And praise God for starting you on your way. And praise ye the Lord. Praise God on today. I just read you Psalms 150 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. And we're going to have our devotional song.
Brethren, Paul, connected to you, I saw.
Father, I stretch my hand to
have our prayer now, devotional prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Most gracious and eternal Father God, we come to you, Father, today, Lord Father God, asking that you would bless this radio broadcast, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, we would ask that anything that's not like you, Lord Father God, we ask that you remove it, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, we ask that you would bless this radio broadcast in a mighty way, Lord Father God. Let your word go forth, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, we ask that you bless the apostle, Lord Father God, Pastor Apostle Dean, Edward Dean, and Pastor Apostle Deborah Dean, Lord Father God. Bless them in a mighty way, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, we ask that you lift this word up, Lord Father God, that it may be food for us, Lord Father God, to carry us through the week, Lord Father God. And Lord Father God, we ask right now, God, that we continue to love one another as Christians, Lord Father God. We ask now, God, that you will do this in a mighty way. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thank and praise God for Prophet Sadler, Prophet Minister, and Prophet Sadler for our devotional prayer. We're going to get ready to open up this testimonial service and know that God is a great God. And we give him praise on today. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. And I just thank and praise him on today. So we're going to have a song, and then we're going to go into our testimonial service.
Cause you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can pass all my friends that you have won.
Off the testimony part of the service, I just give God praise and glory that for all the battles he fought and won for me, I just thank and praise God for that today. I thank him. He didn't have to fight not one battle, but he said the battle don't belong to me, it belongs to him. So when I'm going through something, I need to give it to him so he can fight every battle. And he fights every battle for me. And I thank God. I don't care what battle I have. God fight it and he win it for me. So I just thank and praise God for his awesomeness, his powerful, mighty hand. I give God praise on today, and I give him glory. That's my testimony. Any other testimony? Amen. Amen. So, if we don't have any testimony.
For just being who he is, and I'm so happy on today that my God changes things. I am so happy that he let us endure things. You know, we're not broken. You get what I'm saying? And I just thank God that what I go through don't determine my outcome. Thank God for being a doctor when I was sick, because I could have been dead.
I could have been gone
away from my children and family. I just thank God for this day here to remind me and my family who Jesus is, to partake in his blood, to partake in his body. You just can't get no better than that. Bring a son to comfort us in a time of need. I just thank him on today, because he didn't have to sit somebody next to me. He didn't have to give me somebody to hold my hand through all of my troubles and trials and tribulations. He didn't have to do
all
that.
Right.
So this is my time to say, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God.
Yes, Lord.
He's an unconditional type of God that fits where you need to be. I thank you, God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is that type of God. And I just want to acknowledge him on today. He is the most high in my life. And I thank him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Just keep my family in your prayers. Keep my daughter, my baby journey in your prayers.
Yes, God.
Just to keep me lifted up, that we may continue to walk his path, walk where he wants us to walk, go where he wants us to go, speak the way he wants us to speak. Touch people to
thank
lives
you,
the way he want us to touch
thank
their
you,
lives.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we surrender all. Sometimes you have to remind him by saying those words. And I am reminding you, God, on today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Any more testimonies on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Well, if it's no more testimonies, we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God on today. God is a mighty God. He's a mighty God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come now before your throne of grace, God. I ask you to forgive me and forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and ask you to cleanse me through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you now to let me, Deborah Dean, decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach and preach and minister to us on today. Father, I know nothing of myself. It's only by your grace that I can say and do anything. I ask all these things, and I bind the enemy up right now in Jesus' name. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. Today, praise God, we're going to talk a little bit about, I'm not going to be before you long because we got to have our communion, but we just want to talk a little bit today about God's peace, the peace of God today, the peace of God. And scripture reading will be coming from Philippians 4 and 7. Philippians 4 and 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have the peace of God. It's a blessing to have the peace of God in your life. Peace. Peace is something every one of us wants, but it's a few of us have it. Peace. The word peace is found in the Bible 429 times. 400. It's got to be important to have peace. The peace of God. Now, we can have some peace, but we need the peace of God that passes my understanding and your understanding. That peace. Now, peace is tranquility, harmony, even security. And depending on the situation, it can mean prosperity or well-being. Peace. Now, in the New Testament, the word peace in the Hebrew is erin, E-I-R-E-N, which refers to rest and tranquility. Luke 2 and 14 says, glory to God in the highest and on earth, and peace on earth and goodwill toward men. We need that peace. It wouldn't be in the Bible that many times just to be there. But the peace of God that passes all of our understanding, we can't hardly fathom that kind of peace. Now, almost in all of Paul's letters began with grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is a blessing. Peace is a blessing. I'm telling you, when you have peace, don't none else, the peace of God, don't none else matter but what God say. Nothing else. But you got to have that peace. You got to live in peace. You got to walk in peace. You got to be in peace in order to please God. You got to have peace. I'm telling you, it's the cousin of grace, grace and peace. Grace and peace. It's the cousin. They cousin. They go together. Grace walk right along with peace. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23 says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God for your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved and blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I tell you, when peace can sanctify you, peace can set you apart because you're not in all the ruckus. We in the world, but we not of the world. We have peace because we know what God say. He say he'll give us peace. What we were studying the other day say he is the king of peace. He is the king of righteousness. Jesus Christ. He is the king of peace. Don't tell me when you got a peace, don't nothing bother you. Because you know you can cast all your cares on God. And God will give you peace if you trust in what he say. But we got to trust God in order to have peace. We got to believe and have faith and trust in God to have that peace that passes all understanding. A peace that I don't care what happened. You know, we human, but God will give you peace about anything. God will give you peace about a thing that you're real concerned about, but God, the peace of God, can't nobody give you that peace like God. That's one of the spiritual gifts, a peace, the fruits of the spirit, I mean, the peace of God that passes my understanding. I don't care what it looks like. I know what God promised. I know what he said, so I got peace about this thing. In Colossians 3 and 15, it says we have an obligation to let the peace of God rule over us, over our heart, to the which we are called unto the body of God. And we have to be thankful that we called into one body. Ephesians 4:4 says, there is one body, one spirit, even ye all are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God, our Father of all, who is above all and in all and through all, in all of us. We all have peace in God. And I, and everybody else need peace. This world need peace. This world need it. I don't know when it's going to get peace, but it needs the peace. But we in the world, but we're not of that mess. Whatever's going on, we should have peace in our spirit, man. Our spirit, it's going to affect us some. But we shouldn't let it affect us so bad that we can't do nothing else but think about this and watch TV and, you know, all this kind of stuff. We don't supposed to worry. We're supposed to trust in God and have that peace in God. I know it's a pandemic and a virus going on and all this other stuff, but God said he would cover us. He said, God said, he was going to heal us and be a comforter to us. God promised us that none of these diseases going to hurt us because Jesus got 32 lashes for every disease, so he covered them all. So we ain't got nothing but to have peace and love for one another and thank God for that, for giving us an understanding to have peace that passes all understanding. I'm telling you, that's a blessing. I started studying about peace, and it blew my mind. It blew my mind because I know if I trust in God and if I keep his commandments and I trust him, he know I love it. He say, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I know we don't have, it's not an option. We got to have peace. If we don't have peace, we messed up. If we don't have peace, we don't trust God. We don't love God. We gotta have peace. We don't have a choice. So I thank God today for the peace of God. I thank him today for giving us peace that we may live and love each other. We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. Not one choice. We have to trust God's promise and let his peace rule in our hearts and in our lives. Or either We can reject the peace of God and then depend and rely on ourselves. But that's not a choice. That's not a choice. That's not an option. If you want to do that, go ahead on. God will let you do it. But your best option is to trust God. Trust him to have peace. Trust him today to feed you. Trust him in everything that you do and say. Trust God. Don't lean to your own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge God. And he will direct your path. He will give you. He'll give you hope. God will. That's what kind of God he is that we serve. He'll give us trust, hope, peace, mercy, grace. That's God. He say, trust me. Have faith in me. If you don't have faith in God, it's a sin not to have faith. You can't please God without faith. We gotta have faith. We are the children of the Most High God. We gotta trust him in everything that we do and say. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom. You hear everybody run around talking about shalom and shalom. That's peace. That means peace. Hey, we gotta have peace. Gotta have peace. And that kind of peace is referred to relationships between people and between nations and between men. You know, peace is kind of related or directed to the action and attitude of an individual. What we do and what we say and how we do it and how we say it. But ultimately, peace is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. Some people don't value peace like they should. You got peace, you got men running around here saying and talking about peace, but they're not using it and doing it right. They try to take and say peace to try to just knock you off your focus and throw you off of the promises of God and use it to try to manipulate you. But God said no. God said no. God will bless the man and woman of God or whoever it is if they have peace. But the wicked would never have peace. God ain't going to give him the peace. So we got to make sure we own it for the Lord. We got to make sure. So over in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, Isaiah announces and had predicted the Messiah would be the Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Over in Isaiah 53, verse 1 says, and who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He have no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it was our faces and formed him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. It was Jesus Christ that died for us. God sent his only begotten son to the cross on Golgotha's hill, on the hill called Calvary, to die for every one of our sins. He died for every one of our hangups. Jesus died. He could have come down from the cross. He didn't have to die in the name of Jesus. But he died that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we may have salvation in the name of Jesus. I just thank God today that Jesus died for us. I thank God that Jesus died. I thank God that Jesus died. And that's not the end of the story, because the Father got him up. The Father raised him up out of the grave with all power in his hand. Power to walk right, power to live right, power of peace, power of righteousness, power over mercy, power over hell, power over grace. God got power all in his hand. I thank God that Jesus died for me. I thank God that he was hung up for all of my hangups. I thank God on today that Jesus died on Calvary's cross. And when he died, a fountain was opened up in the name of Jesus. I just thank God on today. I thank God that Jesus died and hung out on that cross. I don't know where we would be if he had not sent his only son in the name of Jesus. I give God glory today and I give him praise on today. A mighty, mighty, mighty good God. And I give him praise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep our minds staying on the Lord, to keep our minds staying on Jesus, that we know him. He died for us and gave us peace. He died for our sins and gave us peace and freedom in the name of Jesus. I give God praise today and I give him glory on today. I give him praise on today and I give him glory on today in the name of Jesus. His promises to give us peace. I thank God. I thank God today. I thank him today. I'm going to open up, call an altar call, that we all may just gather around the altar in the name of Jesus. Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, just to tell you thank you, just to give you praise, God, to give you glory today, to magnify your name today, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, God, bow down at the foot of your throne, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just praising you, just thanking you for waking us up this morning, how you watched over us all night long, and early this morning, God, you shook us and woke us up, called each one of us by name, and we thank you today. We thank you that we clothed in our right man, God. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that we got a right mind, hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory, hallelujah. We magnify your holy name today. And we glorify your name, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, hallelujah, and we give you glory today. And I'm asking you, Lord, to cover each one of these around the altar, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to cover their families. Cover them right now. Cover their children. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to cover the cars they in. The buses, Lord. The trains, Lord. The planes, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Even if they walk in God. I'm asking you, cover them. Wherever they at. Wherever they doing. Cover them, come right now, in the blood of Jesus, encamp your angels all around about them to protect them. And Father, I'm asking you right now, whatever problems they have, whatever it is that they need to bring to the altar, they need to leave it right there, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the praise today, to give you all the glory today, to give you all the honor today, in Jesus' name. We ask it all, and we pray. Amen, 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 amen. We give you praise, and we give you glory on today. God is a good God. He is a good God. We're going to get ready to go into our communion part of the service. We're going to have a scripture reading by Minister Prophetess McKinney and a prayer by Prophet Sadler. Amen.
Amen. I'll be coming from John, 6th chapter, the 56th verse. I'm sorry, the 53rd and the 54th verse. Jesus
Amen.
Said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you would have no life in you." He also said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at least the last day." May God
Amen.
And the readers of his most holy word.
Amen.
Most gracious and everlasting Father God, we come to you, O God, with a bowed down head, O God, and a humble heart, O God. But we come boldly to your throne of grace, O God, that we may obtain mercy and find mercy, God. We come blessing your name, O God, for there is no God like you, God. We love you, God.
Yes.
We lift your name on high. We magnify your holy name, O God. Hallelujah. For there is nobody
yes.
greater, Lord. We adore you on today, God. And God, we
yes.
come before you, O God, asking you, O God, to search our hearts on today, O Lord. God, we repent, O God, for anything
yes.
that we've done against you, God. God, because your
yes.
word
yes.
says, O God, that when we sin, God, we sin against thee and thee only, O God. So, God, we
yes.
come repenting, O God, for every
yes.
sin and unknown sin, O God. We just ask,
yes.
O God, that you're creating us a clean heart, God, and renew a
yes.
right spirit, God, a righteous spirit, O God, that we might
yes.
be the men and women, that we shall be the men and women that you're calling us to be, O God. And,
yes.
God, we come thanking you for Jesus Christ, hallelujah, your only begotten
yes.
Son, O God, that you sent,
yes.
O God, to die, hallelujah, for our sins,
yes.
oh God, where we should have died, Jesus died, oh God. And so, God, we
yes.
thank you, God, that he sits on the right-hand side of you, God, making intercession for us on today, oh God. We just thank you for
yes.
Jesus and the blood that he shed, oh God.
Yes.
Because, God, without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin, oh God. And,
yes.
God, we thank you on today, Lord. We ask that you search
yes.
our hearts, oh God. Clean us up, oh God, anything
yes,
that's
God.
Not like you, oh God, any unforgiveness,
yes.
oh God, any malice
yes,
or strife
yes.
in our heart, God,
yes,
we ask
God.
That you clean us up, oh God. We don't want to come
yes,
before you wrong, oh God. We want to ask,
yes,
oh God,
God,
that you search us, oh God. And God, we ask
yes,
that you forgive
yes.
us for any and every sin, God, even
yes,
the ones
yes,
that we
yes.
don't realize that we've done, God.
Yes,
we just
God.
Give you
yes.
praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for the
yes.
blood. We thank you for Jesus Christ,
thank
oh God.
You,
hallelujah.
Yes,
for your blood, it cleanses
you,
us. Your blood, the power
yes,
of the blood
God.
Of Jesus,
thank
God,
you,
it completes us, oh God. There is healing,
you,
hallelujah, in the blood, oh God.
Thank
there
you,
is power
Jesus.
In the blood of
Jesus. Glory to God. There is completeness in your blood, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask all these blessings, and we bring this prayer and our prayers and supplications before you, God. And here is our prayers. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
To get their communion ready. Everybody is ready. We're going to get ready to take our communion. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Eat together. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among us, and many sleep. Amen. So we thank God today for an opportunity to take communion, the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we give him glory and we give God praise on today. We're going to get ready to close out, and God bless us to get on through with everything. But I want to ask Minister Prophetess Lisa to close us out in prayer on today, if she can.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, Pastor Deborah. Dr.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hello, how you doing?
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say hello to all of you all and just appreciate your prayers. It's so anointed. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity to just partake of your word all day with my brothers and sisters in Christ and my leaders, mm-hmm. oh God. Thank you for the powerful anointing that breaks the yoke,
mm-hmm.
that breaks the yoke
yes,
of sin, Lord. That breaks the yoke of fear, that breaks anything
yes.
that's unlike your Lord. And I pray that even
yes,
as we
Lord.
Remove from this place, that you will go with us, that when we meet
yes.
again, we will have a testimony. We will be sure
yes,
we will be ready to hear
yes.
and to do all
yes.
that you call us to do. Thank you for the prayers of the saints.
Thank
for
you,
you say the prayers
Thank
of the righteous avail as much. It's in the name of
yes.
Jesus that I pray for protection, for love, for power,
yes.
and for increasing
yes.
our faith and for your favor, oh God. In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Well, we're going to get ready to close out, and we give God praise, and we give him honor, and we give him glory for being able to even just worship together. So, Father, we just thank you now. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all have a very, very blessed rest of the evening. And we will see you right back here tomorrow for the ones that's training and the ministers in armor bearer class. We'll be back on our broadcast on tomorrow for a half hour. And then we'll see you for Bible class on Tuesday. God bless you all. You all have a good day. Amen. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Love you all.
Amen.
Good day.